This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to feature a great person and leader and also a budding entrepreneur, Deborah Griffin. Deborah's going to talk to us about a product that she's building, that she's been working on, her priorities this year, and more. We'll have her with us for about 5 to 10 minutes this morning and thrilled to talk with Deborah. Deborah, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Deborah Griffin, a former hospital administrator of 20 years. I authored a book, Why Judas Was Born to Betray Jesus. I'm the founder of PPX Mobile Bridge Application. I'm Peter Principal Personality, and I don't know how to quit.
Well, God bless you. And talk about PPX Bridge. Talk about the product that you've built, the company you're building. Help us understand that.
Well, Scott, we built a unique mobile tool for seamless data exchange to alleviate many pain points incurred by patients and providers while navigating their healthcare experiences. PPX Tech Mobile Bridge allows silo connectivity using smart devices, APIs, HL7, FHIR protocol, and other proprietary standards. Our solution integrates search, send, receive data in numerous mobile exchange modalities out of one single mobile enterprise. America has a hybrid healthcare system, partially public and private, but they're all data silos. The silo effect limits information flowing between entities. PPX's solution was developed to mend that fragmentation. We focused in building this development to make the integration seamlessly and to give the user control of their data on sharing.
So, Deborah, who would buy this? Would this be bought by the health system or bought by a patient? Who buys this to connect all their data and make sure they're in the right spot for navigation and so forth?
Well, that's kind of a broad question. March 2020, HHS finalized the 21st Century Cures Act mandating interoperability, and also COVID-19 came into the picture, so they kind of intersected. Data fluidity is an economic issue. It's a healthcare issue. So there are many, as I would say, customers for the solution, but mainly vendors who parrot or market customers' private data should be interested, but also a public databases, because there's some lack of connectivity with those. And with the COVID-19 environment, you know, if you can share information quickly and in a readable format, I think you can speed up out more positive outcomes. And of course, the patient can be a buyer. They are the consumer, but those entities' data would buy this product for their patients, so that those patients could have stick for engagement and for decision making. The paradigm has shifted, not just from virtual to having care in the home, but patients self-managing a lot of parts of their healthcare data, but specifically their health data information, a lot of part of their healthcare, but specifically health data, because you have to know how to engage with that provider when you are determining a path to treatment, meaning they can prescribe a path, but you have to be in agreement with them. And at this day and age, we can't just, you know, allow someone to make a decision of how we should be treated, and we don't have any information or proper contacts and go along with it.
Well, thank you very, very much. Just fascinating. Congratulations on the development of this. It's fantastic what you're doing. Talk about your top 1 to 3 priorities this year, Deborah. What are your top priorities this year?
Thank you, Scott, for asking what our priorities are. We're half into the year of 2020. We're basically working hard to secure needed capital to create a pipeline to customers. I personally and my co-founder would like to witness population adoption of our solution, and where patient and caregiver empowerment creates something special or different out of our two by making it their own. And we're looking for an acquisition or partnership with a company that understands that embracing interoperability is the need of the hour, and PPX Tech delivers that.
Fantastic. And Deborah, tell us how people can learn more about you or reach you if they want to do business with you, they want to buy this, they want to invest with you, they want to work with you. How can people reach Deborah Griffin?
First and foremost, I give my cell out, 601-968-2468. Email dlg@ppxtech.com. And then our website has a large amount of information. We kind of put it all out there, www.ppxtech.com.
Thank you very, very much. Deborah, it's great to visit with you. I'm so inspired by what you're doing. I wish you great luck with this. We will get this distributed in the very near future, and we just wish you great luck. Thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.